When you hear this particular piece of music on WUKY, you know it's time for a local arts showcase unlike any other. For two decades, Central Kentuckians have been informed, entertained, and moved by the talents of countless authors, performers, and promoters on Curtains at 8 with Nick Lawrence.
20 years at about 50 shows a year, 50 weeks a year, three shows a week, 150. Some 3,000 people have been through here, best I can tell.
Lawrence says even before he started working for WUKY, he had an idea of what kind of radio show he wanted to do.
I had a business that I sold, and I was wondering what I was going to do. And one afternoon, in just sort of an afternoon of leisure activity, I started scribbling notes about a TV program. It's sort of like Tonight Show in some ways, but a show with guests and conversation and that sort of thing.
But former WUKY general manager Roger Chesser says at first he wasn't exactly wild about the concept. He gives all the credit to marketing director Gail Bennett for changing his mind.
Her view was that a locally produced program about the arts in Central Kentucky would be of more use to our listeners than a program of recorded music with, you know, music recorded in Chicago and New York and London and so forth. And of course, that was right. That was a good idea. I gave the go-ahead on that, and we turned Nick loose, and he began bringing in basically all the arts organizations in the area.
Lawrence says he has vivid and fond memories of that first show on January 17, 1993, which featured two very well-known performers, Everett and Alicia McCorvey.
A couple who met at the Metropolitan Opera production of Porgy and Bess. They were singing those respective roles. They met, they married, they're here at the University of Kentucky. Dick Pardee, who was the impresario of the Opera House, brought a CD by of Porgy and Bess because they were coming to the Opera House.
Since that time, Lawrence has interviewed thousands of artists and performers, including some show business legends.
One is Tim Conway. Tim was here live on Curtains at 8. I put on a tux. I was determined he was not going to kill me like he killed Harvey Korman. And he tried. He tried. He got me going one time. I had to pick up a piece of paper and just start reading. He said, "Hey, you're supposed to do that before you come to the studio." It blew me away.
No matter who he chooses to bring on, Lexington Opera House marketing director Sheila Kenny says Lawrence has a well-earned reputation for being a tireless promoter of all things art.
When I speak to promoters and marketing reps to bring on some of these guests onto a local radio show, when they hear that there's actually a show in our community that will devote an entire hour to talk about the arts, they're just amazed.
Lawrence says he's especially gratified to see the tremendous growth of Central Kentucky's arts community.
Lex Arts, as it's called now, was Lexington Arts and Cultural Council, but it was born as Lexington Arts Council. And one of the purposes in forming the council was to have no competition for a performance weekend. In other words, the ballet would be different than the Philharmonic and so forth. Now a group has to present whenever they want to present, and they're going to be up against four or five major groups, and that's a big change.
As for who will be stopping by for tonight's milestone broadcast?
We're going to have an open mic program. We're inviting several people back that have been here, and they're going to come up and grill Nick.
And that's Nick Lawrence code for tune in and find out. For WUKY News, I'm Alan Lytle.